This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Murph, what's up, man? I'm in town. Same number. You don't call me anymore. You don't text me. What's going on, man? I switched teams. I mean, just when we're not winning games, I can't get a little sound off love. Do my internship. I always come back. You don't call me, man. We're better than that. We're better than that.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I am Keith Murphy, and good to see former Sound Off intern Harrison Barnes. I haven't talked to him in a while.
You haven't returned his calls? There's like six on the answering machine, voicemail.
I don't think I've talked to Harrison since he joined the Mavericks.
Just not return. I mean... Not returning his calls, just don't want to talk to him, or
no? When he came here with the championship trophy, I talked to him. Just I've been busy lately.
With what?
I don't know, just stuff. Sound off at 515-282-9010. Among hot topics, baseball state championships for Central Iowa high schools, Centerville and Urbandale.
State champs, Jayhawks, Big Reds. You know that feels good. Give us a call, 515-282-9010, to sound off.
Iowa defensive tackle Brady Reif had one of the most publicized public intoxication arrests in history. The hook was too much to resist. Drunken football player mistook police car for Uber, tried to get in. The story played coast to coast. However you view Reif's mistake, he paid with embarrassment, not to mention 6 hours in jail, a fine, court costs, and the one that hurts him most, suspended for Iowa's first football game. Serious consequences for trying to do the right thing. We just had a kid graduate from Iowa. He worked hard and played hard. We worried, like parents do, and reminded him many times, if you drink too much, do not drive. 22-year-old Brady Reif followed that. That's not to say Reif used all good judgment. Walking around .204 drunk at 2:40 in the morning is a bad idea, but it's not driving around drunk, putting others in harm's way, bad idea. The police report says nothing of belligerent behavior. Now, police have a hard job. If they let Reif walk away and something bad happens, potential problem. They give him a ride, possible favoritism. But shouldn't there be room for common sense distinction between spirit of the law and letter of the law? Public intoxication laws are designed to keep people from endangering their own safety and that of others. We must allow for there being something we don't know with this arrest, but from what we do know, Reif tried to stay safe. Just over a week later, the arrest of starting tackle Tristan Wirfs shows the contrast. Wirfs is underage and allegedly did drive drunk. A suspension seems certain, and the guess here is it's also one game. That will appear imbalanced, but not necessarily because Wirfs deserves worse. It's because Reif deserved better.
All right, Keith, college football is just around the corner. Earlier this week, Iowa was at the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Nothing too exciting from the coaches or players. Everyone feels good, excited for the season, optimistic. But the most interesting news came from Iowa Athletics Director Gary Barta. It's a topic that gets brought up every year and is always a hard no. Alcohol being sold inside Kinnick Stadium. But Barta's tone has changed a little. Barta told reporters, if We do it at some point. It's primarily going to be motivated by fan experience and not some sort of ability to make more money. From no to if. What that tells me is alcohol will someday be sold inside Kinnick Stadium to the general public. It won't happen this year, likely not next year, but it'll happen. Over 50 schools already sell it. Minnesota and Purdue are on that list. Oklahoma State just approved it. It's happening everywhere. Now, BARDA says the decision will come down to fan experience and not money. Okay, let's pump the brakes. I buy the fan experience part, but money plays a huge role in everything. College football is fighting against the fan that would rather stay at home, watch the game on their big screen, and drink beer. More comfortable. Alcohol sales will certainly increase fan experience, but it will also bring in the money. Let's not kid ourselves here. College football is a business where millions and millions of dollars are spent every year trying to have the biggest and the best. It's the sport that can carry an entire athletic department financially. So if selling alcohol inside the stadium boosts revenue a couple $100,000 per year, every school will sign up for it. ADs may not want to deal with alcohol in college stadiums, but no athletic director is going to pass up the money.
I think it's inevitable, and one of the reasons I'd like to see it is you can buy alcohol in stadiums right now. You can buy it in Kinnick Stadium. You can buy it in Jack Trice Stadium. You just have to be a donor. You have to have enough money to have the access to be in those areas where it's sold, and I don't think we should divide classes that way. I get the hook, but I also think that not allowing alcohol in there leads to binge drinking. You've seen it many times.
I went to school there from 2000 to 2004 when the tailgating was real. I mean, they've tapered the tailgating there in Iowa City. They've restricted it a lot since I was there. I mean, it was full throat when I was there. Lots of binge drinking, but they put a ceiling on that a little bit. But the general public will get beer pretty soon.
Throat, glass, a lot of reasons to think you want to drink right now. John is in Des Moines with a thought on the softball game versus WHO and KCCI. I couldn't be there, but I just assume the WHO won. John Sears was there. How much did you win by? What happened?
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was wondering, they said that KCCI took the trophy from you guys. I was wondering, is that true?
What?
Who is this on the phone? Is this a prank?
I am
no,
shocked.
No, it's not. I heard it later on in the week.
John, I don't know what to say. I know this is big news. I'm stunned by this. Thank you for calling. Let's go to this. I think this is the underrated move of the weekend, though. It's Urbandale baller move here, if we can go to this now. This is the final play of Urbandale's state championship.
Okay.
Now watch the first baseman, A.J. Killian, for Urbandale. He does the Rizzo. Watch him put the ball in his back pocket.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know he was planning that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's a great move.
When that gets to the top of the seventh there and he's got two outs, you know he's thinking, this ball comes to me. I'm going Rizzo. This ball is staying in my back pocket.
That was fantastic. John, you see what we see right here?
Mm-hmm.
These are champions. These are guys that won.
Yeah.
You lost the softball game?
Look. We had some issues come up, and we had more of a C game effort than A game.
Admire didn't show up?
Admire was there.
What is – all right, time for lookalikes for the local connection. I can't believe
I don't,
what I'm hearing.
I don't
all right, I'm coming out of retirement
it's bad.
Next year.
It's
Old Spice is in to judge tonight. Chris Williams of Sports Fanatic says Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell in college looks like The Rock. Old Spice?
That's an old Rock picture, and look at those sideburns on both of them.
They found the right photos to make these match. That's pretty good. Langston Kerman says, Joe Kim Noah looks like someone tried to draw Norwalk's Jason Momoa from Bad Memories. Old Spice?
That's good.
Guys, we just got our house ready to sell. So do you really need to ask?
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. By the way, apologize for the tweets not appearing on the bottom of the screen tonight. We still have someone on
technical
vacation.
Technical difficulties. The
guy who can fix it is not back yet. He'll be back before next week's show. In response to many of the Urbandale Little Leaguers winning a state title, Vic writes, that shows the Little League coach accomplished the ultimate goal for the organization, keep them playing baseball. Great job, coach.
David writes, my 10-year-old and I are watching the 0-1 NBA Finals, Shaq's Lakers team versus AI's 76ers team. Hardly any threes taken, no blood, no foul. Man, has basketball changed. AI would average 50 in today's game.
He'd be fun to watch.
He's one of my
sure.
favorite players, AI.
Andy Fales has his home looking really sharp, so he's selling it.
And that's what's bugging Andy.
Now, I typically love the month of July, but you know, July 2018 is one that I'm not sorry to get rid of. You see, along with the floods and the tornadoes, it's also the month that we put our house on the market. And anyone who's ever gone through that excruciating ritual knows why I'm excited to put it behind me. Selling your house. What that really means is working on your house a lot for a long time on projects you may have never even considered, like vacuuming the exhaust fan in the bathroom and replacing faded outlet covers. You're refinishing hardwood floors and shampooing carpets and painting baseboards, all so you can create this beautiful, clean house that you are not going to live in. Then there's the decluttering. Can't have too much stuff in your closets or kitchen because it makes them look small. Can't store it all in the basement because you need the basement to look like it's got plenty of storage space, like way more than you actually need, even though you actually do need it. Then there's the stuff you can't control, like your neighbors. Like the lady with the conspicuous house on the corner who never mows her lawn. Or the guy next door who parks a giant RV in his driveway all the time. Or the crazy old man down the street who has a sign in his yard saying, premises under electronic surveillance, even though there is zero crime in the neighborhood. And even if there was, he doesn't have anything good to take anyway. And you know that because his garage door is always wide open and he's got junk stacked 10 feet high. No, none of those people are in my neighborhood, but maybe they're in yours. But you deal with that and you do all the work because you're hoping it'll sell and sell fast. Because after all, the only thing worse than putting your house on the market is having to keep it there for a long time. Here's hoping that isn't what's bugging Andy a month from now. I'm Andy Fales and that's what's bugging me.
Well, it's probably good Andy moves now after upsetting all his neighbors.
No kidding.
Who's in your five coming up? It's another sports movie list. And, John, this was cool today with the state champs from Urbandale. Go by the old Little League
Back
stomping
grounds. Back to their old stomping grounds of Little League for a little home run derby.
That one there looked like it went out. Yeah, that was fun. We are back with Who's in Your Five. Whoa. Like us on Facebook, Jim comments on the OWI received by Iowa offensive lineman Tristan Wirfs. These kids don't realize that not only are they putting their life and others' lives in danger, but also could cost them millions of dollars in the draft. Yes, they are human, but could be more costly than they realize. All right, time for Who's in Your Five this week. Favorite fictional sports movie characters.
Oh, I love these.
John, I'm going with number five, Roy Hobbs in The Natural. He just wanted to be known as the best there ever was in the game.
He knocked the lights out in that final game. Oh. Love the lightning bolt on the sleeve of the jersey.
It's fantastic. Number four, Carl Spackler in the Cinderella story. Is there a more quoted person on the golf course than Carl Spackler?
No.
I don't think
it's
there
still
is.
Still quoted.
All the time.
Yeah.
Rod Tidwell, show me the money. What a star turn from Cuba Gooding Jr. He won the Oscar for this role.
That's a great movie.
It really is.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a kind of a rom-com, but also a sports
movie,
right?
I really like it, yeah.
Number two, Crash Davis. Crash is just cool. He believes in the small of a woman's back and the hanging curveball. I won't read the whole speech.
Yeah.
Number one, Rocky Balboa. Oh. Nobody owes nobody nothing.
You owe yourself.
That's it. That's
five
right
if
there.
I can change, and you can change.
That's Rocky IV.
And we all can change.
Rocky is the only one that could have solved this whole Russian problem.
Yeah, we need Rocky right now, right? Running the country.
We do. Speaking of fighting, did you catch Des Moines native Jeremy Stevens last night? John, if this is the biggest fight, I think, of Stevens' career.
One fight. If he wins this, he fights for a title. Yeah. And early on, look at this.
Look at it. He's working.
He's beating Jose Little Aldo. And then, oh, boy.
Right there. The delayed reaction? That's a liver punch.
Oh, look, I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about UFC fighting. But when Jeremy Stevens crumples after a punch, that does damage. He's like one of the toughest dudes in the world.
So they come in and stop it.
It's still going. I mean, and Stevens was upset because he didn't think it should be stopped because he feels like he's getting ready to get
right. I want it stopped right now just because I'm so uncomfortable watching.
Stevens was upset because he felt like he was getting up and could keep going. But I think once they said he rolled onto his stomach, then it was basically he just can't defend himself and they're going to stop it.
That liver punch is fascinating because you see him get hit and it takes a couple of seconds. And then it's just like his body catches up to it, and he collapses.
And the announcers say that when he gets hit, and you'll see it here in a few seconds again, fighters will describe it as it shuts down everything inside you.
Yeah,
so just watch
this.
So Stevens looks good. Now watch this.
Now, in just a second,
Jose Aldo
right here.
Right,
going to take the liver punch.
Oh.
Watch the delayed reaction. And then it's just...
And he falls down.
It just collapses.
Yeah, it just shuts everything down.
All right, Monte Morris made a lot of people happy this week, and not just kids at his camp. We're back with... When Sound Off Live returns, we're back with Face Off. Email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Remember the Cubs fan everyone was ripping for stealing a ball from a kid? Well, it turns out Twitter got it all wrong. The guy had already given 3 baseballs away to kids around him. The 4th ball he got, he gave to his wife. Friendly reminder, a 20-second video clip on social media doesn't always tell the whole story. Bill and Altoona, Bill is right.
Yeah.
Boy, it sure,
we were guilty of that last week.
Yeah, it sure looked bad, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, the kid looked upset. The guy completely disregarded him, but it was not as it appeared. It's a good reminder.
Kid had already gotten a ball. Yeah.
You sometimes don't have all the context.
All right. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Another year of state baseball is in the books and some crazy plays this year. First, the collision at home between Wilton and Denver. This went viral and for good reason.
It's a violent collision. The Wilton runner trucks the Denver catcher. Ow. I've watched it many times. And I don't think the runner's at fault. The catcher moves up the path to field the throw and leans right into the runner without the ball. And then that dude, the runner, goes hard. I can see why many Denver fans got upset. It's a big hit. But I don't think there's fault here, John.
Man, it is rough, though. A new twist this year. Winners get state champion baseball hats.
Love this. Home run by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I'd wear and keep that hat the rest of my life, only I didn't earn one.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
A bowl game at Wrigley Field is off the table for now. Cubs officials say they want a premier spot in the Big Ten bowl lineup, meaning they want a guarantee of the 3rd or 4th best team. When Big Ten officials asked coaches of a bowl game at Wrigley, coaches said they wanted a warmer destination.
I'll bet.
In reality, it depends on the team. If Iowa plays in a bowl game at Wrigley, I actually think it would be very well attended. Penn State, not so much.
Spiking this idea was the right thing. We all love Wrigley. It's wonderful for baseball, but not even Hawkeye fans want to go there in late December, early January. That's not a reward. It's a punishment.
I don't know. I think you're wrong. It's Wrigley. Fans would show up and they'd eat it up.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. Did you see this picture on social media from actor Patrick Renna, better known as Hamilton Porter from the movie The Sandlot? It's him and Smalls posing with a kid wearing a shirt with that famous line, "You're killing me, Smalls." The kid apparently had no idea he was posing with the two guys on his shirt.
It's just awesome. I would not have known Smalls on the street, but Hamilton Porter, the great Hambino, I'd know him anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Monte Morris was back in Iowa this week. Monte and Steve Prohm took time to visit Iowa State basketball superfan Hazel Hogue. 101 years old. I love this.
Me too. And Prohm and Morris asked for no attention for this. I only knew about it because Hazel watches Sound Off and her family sent the photo. They said Prohm and Monte spending significant time with Hazel lifted Hazel's spirits more than anyone could imagine. We're thinking of you, Hazel.
Keep fighting.
Over under, Rizzo edition, overrated. Rizzo pitching. He pitched earlier this week. A lot of attention for throwing a pitch Sears has in his arsenal.
I could get out there.
And he just led our team to a loss against KC Seattle.
Come on. Underrated. Rizzo raking home run swing. When this guy connects, man, it's fun. And he had a walk-off homer earlier this week. I love that left-handed swing. I always just that yeah. sweet, smooth swing he has.
It looks better.
Yeah.
How are the Cubs and Cardinals? Oh.
All right, I got a question. How many sports shows do you know that still have two hosts? I petition.
This one.
Mr. Sound Off or solo host of Sound Off, ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute.
What?
It's final.
It's not final.
It's final.
What makes it final?
Tiny ref.
The tiny ref.
He's the referee of the show. He just called it. It's my show.
When you're that small, do you know how little you have to consume to be drunk? That little guy doesn't. He wants more airtime. Is all he wants.
Well, I agree with him.
Oh my goodness!
Great,
what's wrong?
That's
with
the best tiny ref I've ever seen.
Hey, shout out to the more than 12,000. AAU Junior Olympic athletes who are here. Maybe some of you are watching Sound Off tonight and wondering, what the heck is this I'm watching? Junior Olympics are here. With state baseball going, hasn't been a whole lot of attention for it yet locally, but it will pick up this week. The opening ceremonies are tomorrow night. The guest speaker tomorrow night, the great Carl Lewis, 9-time Olympic gold medalist.
Man, he is one of the greatest athletes of all time. Long jump and 100-meter dash. Look at him. This guy was incredible.
That'll do it for us. We are back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send-off. Murph making his way onto another late-night show.
That's right.
I think this might be a first. This is from college football. It's a cautionary tale about the dangers of trying to find your Uber when you're under the influence of alcohol.
Kirk Ferentz tells reporters at Big Ten Media Days that he suspended defensive tackle Brady Reif for Iowa's first game. Reif got a public intoxication charge Saturday when university police say Reif mistook a police car for Uber and got in.
It's called cutting out the middleman. The good news is he gave the arresting officer 5 stars, so everyone's happy.